Well, it's been an exciting morning's play here at Lord's. England won the toss and Alistair Cook elected to bat after some little delay for the Queen to be presented to all the players on the ground. Game first ball was bowled at 11:15.
And Australia bowled that first ball, of course, and I have to say that in the first hour, at least, they bowled very well, reducing England to, I think they certainly got 3 wickets very, very quickly. Just how well did they bowl in that first hour?
Well, I think the change of bowling, bringing Shane Watson on at the nursery end after 2 overs of Patterson, obviously changed the dynamics there, and he took in his first over to the wicket of Alistair Cook.
And it's the Warwickshire pair at the crease, Jonathan Trott, Ian Bell, launching a bit of a recovery and obviously making sure England got to lunch without any further loss of wickets.
Yeah, it was disappointing to see Joe Root out. Obviously there was the controversy again with the referral system. And from where we were, it was difficult to tell why he was given out. I'm guessing that you might be able to put me right on that, but I'm guessing it's because they weren't sure whether to hit the bat or the pad first, and it was left to the umpire's decision on the pitch.
It was just pad first, but it was a very, very tight decision. So I think they got it right, but I can understand in the crowd you're not having got obviously many, many replays and the hot spot and the rest of it. So they did get it right, but it's interesting that the sort of view on the ground is that it was a bit more of a controversy.
Well, absolutely, and it took a very long time. I mean, I mean, we all know with that pad decision that it's quite difficult to know because the sound is so instantaneous from one to the other, and I'm not sure whether technology can tell that. But as it was, it was given, and then came Kevin Peterson, and obviously with him again, you know, a failure which England didn't need at the time.
And just to finish out, the team changes made by both sides. Australia, I don't think there was too many surprises with Ryan Harris coming in and Usman Khawaja replacing the badly out of sorts Ed Cowan. But what about England replacing Stephen Finn on his home ground with Tim Bresnan? What have you and others around you made of that?
Yeah, I mean, just to mention Ryan Harris, he's bowled very well this morning. And I think, you know, obviously a good move there, good change for Australia. To swap Bresnan for Finn, I think England were probably looking at perhaps getting a bit more strength in the batting, and you know, Tim Bresnan, as we know, can put it up in their ribs. So I think probably a good change.
Okay, Al, thanks for that. We'll try and catch up with you at tea.
Okay, cheers, John.